head. Oh, it's cold. What happened? Hold on. Where am I? Oh no. No, this isn't happening. I'm not locked in a dungeon. I'm sleeping. Oh god. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god. Oh god, let me out. God, let me out, let me out. Please, I just want to go home.
Sean?
Mike?
Sean, it's okay. No, it's not. But calm down. We'll get out of here.
Mike, where are you?
1 to 5 by 10 cell. You?
Are you okay?
Well, I kind of feel like the Count of Monte Cristo. Other than that, in the brute's leg, I'm okay.
The Count of...
You know, like the movie? Locked up in a dungeon for a crime he didn't commit?
Yeah, I know. What happened? Where are we?
Best guess? Region locked us up in a dungeon.
That's helpful.
One sec. Hey, Catherine! Wake up!
What? What's happening?
John's awake.
Catherine, are you okay?
Well, I'm alive and still have all my limbs, so that's good. Are you okay? We're really starting to get worried.
What? Why?
I woke up, like, hours ago. Well, I think it was hours ago. Can't really tell down here. Catherine and Fesmer woke up a bit later. We're starting to worry they're taking me somewhere else.
Fesmer, are you there? Are you okay?
Asylum Josh, Anna.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Sheena, I do not job. To hope you enjoy and tell
We took our translation attendance.
And all our other stuff too, of course.
Keith, hey, pray I hung you.
Sheena, I for fine. Bando Hakika.
What did you say?
I told him you were alright.
Well, I'm not alright. I feel like death warmed over. What's this thing around my neck?
What thing around your neck?
That's what I want to know. It's like a collar.
I don't have a collar. Do you?
Nope. Feather? Oh, right.
It's a thick leather strap with some kind of rock poking against my neck. Oh. Oh, I think I know what it is. Catherine, does Fesmer have one?
Fesmer. Densha. Parionrenia? Parionrenia?
Yeah. For Adam, so a tail.
He said yes, and that's...
A tail, I know. It's cutting me off from Odie.
So, I'm lost.
It's like a lump of anti-magic.
Okay, so it's like a dispelling stone or dual arcane dampening.
Sure.
Or kryptonite, sort of.
So, recap. We're stuck in the Legion dungeon. Fesmer and I can't use Odie.
We have no idea where we are.
Translation pendants are missing.
We have no idea how long we were out or how much time we have left to get home.
And we were betrayed.
We're screwed, aren't we? Yep.
Someone's coming.
Hello? They're opening my door!
Don't be scared, Sarah.
Taki Igranen Karenta.
You! Cleb, Kate, whatever you're...
Karenta! Funin Zapena.
Hey, what are you... Hey, there's no need for handcuffs. I'll come quietly.
Garen Dalip can fai.
What?
Dalip can fai. Intrusion Dalip can.
Where are you taking me? Guys!
Please
don't, John. We'll get out of here somehow.
We are so screwed.
So, nice place you got here.
Sinjin cha un karenta.
Not villainous fortress at all, very classy.
Lord Pashti den hebel cha.
What is this place? It looks some sort of, I don't know, trading post or something.
Cha wun ai nie minim igral elixbok fai.
So, what's your story? What made you become an evil henchman?
Sinjin fuhber cha.
How's the pay? They give you benefits? Where are we going?
Geren, ponema.
Geren desi, plex.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Senjin, wulia desi.
So, you're the boss. Nice office.
Riaginte nie renio wonen, Caleb.
Pie valu.
Oh, hey, my pendant. About time.
Chavont can understand us now.
Yeah.
I apologize for the inconvenience. We had to examine the pendants. We were uncertain of their purpose.
You couldn't have asked, of course.
Senjin, take a seat. Would you care for something to drink? Ocris piorula, hoj. Oh, where are my manners? Caleb, would you remove her manacles?
Yes, Valo.
That's better.
Caleb, fetch our other guest. And bring the others their pendants.
Of course.
Senjin, be comfortable. Would you like some food? You must be quite hungry. Here, these are a particular favorite of mine. Sweets from Keren.
Who are you? What do you want with us?
My name is Porek, of the Brotherhood of Orin. But Senjin, let us save the questions for later. I would rather not repeat myself. An impressive meal is being prepared for us, but are you certain you would not like some small morsel or a drink while we wait?
Well...
Do not look at me so suspiciously. Nothing is poisoned.
I could go for some water.
That is better.
Chagrindy.
Ah, so you have managed to learn some Charandrayan in your time here. That is good. It is best not to rely too much on OD, no matter how fine Jareth's craftsmanship. I must say, Shauna Brown, do you mind if I call you Shauna Brown? You have been going by a different name, yes?
Shauna is fine.
Shauna, then. It is not such an unusual sounding name. I must say, I do not understand why they insisted on giving you a new one, especially a child's name. It is not as if you can conceal that you are foreign to Laon Di. Ah, that will be our other guest. Enter.
What is happening here? No. You? By Enorim, this is not possible.
Greetings, little brother. Come in. It has been far too long. Ah, but let us proceed to the parlor, as I believe our meal is ready. We have much to discuss.
So, do you think they'll come back for us, too?
Kinda doubt it. I think we've been demoted to a B-plot.
Mike!
Oh, come on, you know it's true. I mean, there's a reason we're all here, and it's not us. What can we do?
Well, that's a little negative.
Can you think of anything to do? If you know a way out, I'd love to hear it. At least they gave us a penance back.
Well, Jareth is still out there, I think.
True. It's not so much of a plan, but better than nothing. So, what are you gonna do if we can't get back?
I don't even know anymore.
You mean you had plans before?
I wouldn't call them plans, but I did have some ideas. I guess if we're going to have to stay here, I'd want to see more of this world. Travel a bit. We never really left Laon Di.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Why?
It's my fault. If I hadn't been in a coma, we could have actually done something with our time here.
I guess we'll have plenty of time now.
We'll make it back somehow. Even if we have to wait till next year. Someone's coming.
Shauna, eat. Senjin, I know you must be hungry.
I'm afraid I just don't have much of an appetite right now.
And you as well, Fez. Try some of these.
Do not call me Fez. It is Fezbur now. Even if you are Porek, you have no right to... Are these Father's secret recipe biscuits?
I recall that you always did enjoy them.
But how...
He passed along the recipe shortly before he died.
No. How are you here? Mother told me you were dead. The Legion burned our house with you and Father in it. You are not alive!
Father breached protocol and paid for it. Fortunately, I was able to persuade certain parties to allow you and Mother to flee, to survive.
Breached protocol? What are you saying? That Father was...
That Father was a servant of Orin? Of course. You truly did not know? Come now, Fess. I had hoped by now that you would have pieced it together. Why should a simple riverboat pilot need to know such powerful magics?
I thought it was a family tradition.
And it is, of course. We are an important family to Lord Orin.
This is not possible. Father was a good man, not some evil legionnaire.
Legionnaire? Father was far more important than that. And he was a good man. A fierce idealist. Unfortunately, he never knew when to compromise. Ideals alone are not enough to live by. I must say that I am slightly disappointed in you, Fess. I had hoped the reports of your willful blindness had been exaggerated. Well, it is nothing a little education cannot fix. Shauna, would you care for some biscuits? They are a family specialty.
Well, all right.
What do you mean, reports?
I mean what I say. You do not think I would allow my dear brother to fall out of my sight, do you? not to mention your tremendous potential, which I see now that you have indeed squandered. I know your entire life, Fess, from your menial job to your new friends.
How?
I have heard that you are given to elaborate theories about the Legion, a few of which are even true. The Legion does have eyes and ears everywhere.
Arkhan.
Very perceptive, Shauna.
What have you done to Arkhan?
Done to her? We have done nothing to her. With few exceptions, she has performed her tasks admirably for years. Currently, she is sharing one of our finer suites with her parents. I'm afraid we must reevaluate their current role. We may have to transfer them into a new position, as we did young Caleb.
Arkhan's been a Legion spy this whole time?
No, no. That is not possible. She is my friend.
She may indeed be your friend, Fess. But it was my hand that brought her to your side. I would not want my little brother to be alone.
She knew.
That I was alive? No, no. But as this region's ascending star amongst the Brothers of Orin, I have considerable influence upon orders given. But we digress. The truth of the matter is that we were not intended to meet for some time more, and the only reason you are here today is because we desired to meet your intriguing and beautiful new friend before she... How did you phrase it? Folded space and returned whence she came.
What do you want with me?
I want to understand you better, Shauna. Most of all, I want to understand why Orin is reportedly so interested in you.
The dreams.
Yes, I have heard of these. I must confess to being slightly jealous. I have never encountered the Herald. Indeed, I do not think it has come to any in a century or more.
Suddenly, I don't feel so good.
We can converse later, Shauna. There is no hurry. I shall have Caleb escort you back to your accommodations. Boxen will fly that we did not have anything more comfortable, but we do not possess many secure options. Neither the inn nor the barracks seemed appropriate choices. It would not do to have you leave so soon after all the effort spent to retrieve you. I will have some blankets set down for you and your companions. Caleb?
Valo?
Escort Shauna back to her cell. And Caleb, there is no cause for roughness. Now, Fess, dear brother, I do believe we have much to discuss.
So this was your big promotion, huh? Prison guard?
Only temporarily. The Legion is not in the habit of holding prisoners inside.
Yeah, yeah. Home sweet cell.
Shauna, are you okay? What happened?
I had dinner.
What?
You know that scene in the movie where the hero has dinner with the villain? Well, that's just what happened. Sans villainous organ music.
So what do they want?
I don't really know. I think I'll find out soon enough.
Where's Fesmer? Where's Arkhan? Burning in hell, I hope.
Did you guys think of any way to get us out of here?
Not yet.
Well, Jareth's still out there. Maybe he'll be able to save us.
Unfortunately, that is not the case.
Jareth?
Boxing me in all five safe. They threw him in a bit after they took Fesmer. I thought maybe they were coming for us.
Are you hurt, Jareth?
Only my pride. They discovered me attempting to find a convenient entrance. I think they are holding me until they decide what to do with me.
So you know where we are?
Indeed. We are half a day's ride from Nandi in some sort of trading post overrun by the Legion.
Trading post?
Yes. They have an inn, a blacksmith, supplies, everything travelers and merchants would need. But they also have their strange Legion devices and large black wagons filled with undying.
How long ago were we captured?
It is shortly after midday, almost 12 hours since you were taken from the clearing.
We haven't missed Silver Knight.
They brought you here on my lord. I had to ride as fast as I could to follow the trail.
How did you know we were captured?
I arrived in the clearing in time to see them take you away. There was nothing I could do. I saw with Arkhan. She was speaking with them.
Arkhan betrayed us. She's a Legion spy.
Maybe it's a misunderstanding. I mean...
Kind of doubt it, Mike. She was planted to watch Fesmer for his evil brother.
Boy, is he here?
Yeah, apparently he's the man in charge. Wait, did you know he was alive?
Yes, I'm ashamed to say. Fesmer's mother came to me in confidence shortly after she and Fesmer fled to Lambi. I swore that I would shield him from the truth lest his impetuous nature cause his undoing. I had even hoped that he might live a quiet life, free from Legion entanglements. But I see now that that will never be the case.
Well, I wouldn't say anything about it to him. He's had enough surprises for one day. I think we all have.
Unfortunately, I fear there are many more to come.
In here.
In here?
Yes. Step into this room and wait.
Why should I?
What?
What are you going to do if I don't? Orin thinks I'm special.
Just go into this room and wait, Senjin.
Fine. See, it doesn't hurt to be polite.
You are perhaps the most irritating person I've ever met.
All right. Thanks, Shauna. How do I get out of here? If I could just get this damn thing off my neck. Can't even find a clasp. You!
Shall we learn a fire, Shauna?
What do you want, Archon?
I wish to speak with you, Shauna, concerning what happened.
Well, I don't want to talk to you. I don't have time for lying spies.
I had to do what I did. I did not want to, but I had no choice.
I don't want apologies, Archon. I don't want anything to do with you.
I did not desire for them to know about you, Shauna. When you first appeared, even though Kyleb was captured and likely sighted you three, I said nothing. I thought perhaps you would depart before my parents returned. But then, when they arrived and you were still here, I could not keep the secret any longer. I had to tell them everything. I had to, Shauna.
Forgive me if I'm not sympathetic.
I never wanted it to come to this. But once you began having those dreams...
You know, I think I'm ready to go back to my cell.
I never had a choice, Shauna. My life is not my own. I did not desire this.
Oh, cry me a freaking river. I find out you've been spying on Phesmer for years. Share my secrets with the bad guys. Betray us when we try to leave. And now you try to feed me this sob story? Why should I believe you? Why should I even care?
Shauna, you are my friend, as is Phesmer. Buxton will fight that I had to conceal this from you, but our friendship is no lie.
Then you have a very screwed up idea of friendship. I'm done with this. Let me out of here. I'd rather be in my cell with rats than here with you.
Shay.
Archon. You are a liar and a traitor. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Ever.
I... Buxton mina morfai to hear that. Goodbye, Shauna. I enjoyed being your friend, however briefly. Kyleb will be escorting you to Lord Porik now.
More five-star meals, huh? Well, there are worse ways to die.
This way, Senjen. Proceed.
Where's the Senjen? Manners, Kylebi.
Come in, Shauna. Would you care for anything to eat? To drink?
What's with all the food? Are you guys trying to fatten me up or something?
I would feel remiss if I did not offer. Mother always did say to never let a girl's plate be cleared or her glass emptied.
What do you want now, Porik?
I merely wish to talk.
Everyone just wants to talk. What kind of villain are you?
Villain? Harsh words for one with limited knowledge of the truth.
Limited? What, did I miss you caring for a wounded puppy or something while we were locked up in the dungeon?
Would you have come with us voluntarily if we had asked?
No.
Why not?
Why? Because you're in the Brotherhood or Legion or whatever of evil. Not exactly a difficult choice.
This is the limited truth of which I spoke.
Seems to be a pretty unanimous point of view in Lao and D.
There is more to this world than a single isolated town. A town you never once decided to leave.
I was kind of busy trying to find a way home.
With admirable dedication. Still, you had an opportunity to see things no one in your world ever could. And you did nothing.
Pretty much.
And that is why truth eludes you.
So what, if I had gone exploring around, I would have seen that the Legion isn't all evil? That what, you're actually the good guys? Nobly herding undying into farming communities for justice?
Evil? Good? These words are meaningless, Shauna.
Now that's a villain line.
The followers of Orin are not interested in morality. We seek only to guide the world to a better way of life.
Oh, well, here's an idea. Why don't you let people live their own lives?
What would people's lives be if they lived how they wanted? People's wants are the cause of troubles, Shauna. Want of land, of wealth, of riches, of love. Driven beyond their needs, man invariably falls into a violent state of barbarism.
That's a little pessimistic.
Your world may be different, but ours is plagued by strife. Theft, murder, rape, war, slavery. The greatest agonies of man, born out of want, not need. Unchecked, man's wickedness will bring only ruin.
So the Legion trying to conquer the world is different how?
The Brotherhood of Orin fights for all people. we fight to liberate them from their fallible, corrupt leaders and their misguided ethics. Such is Orin's will. We are his hands, and the Legion is his instrument.
And you would be better leaders?
Our eyes are open and our vision broad. We have learned from history, Shauna. History is filled with leaders who have attempted to impose a false morality on their people, to beat out the wickedness in people's hearts. Naturally, all have failed, for repression only makes the darkness stronger, more appealing. Faith, fire, and steel cannot remove it. It is in man's nature. And there lies the quandary. Man can neither be allowed total freedom, nor can his nature be controlled utterly. Orin has shown us the truth. It may not be a beautiful truth, but it is a practical one. The true path to lasting peace is not to revile man's nature, nor to revel in it. It must be accepted. Man will never be able to overcome the wickedness in his heart. In accepting this, the way to the greatest peace becomes clear.
Where are you going with this?
If one accepts the wickedness born of man's wants, one is able to use it to his advantage. One can work with those wants.
What do you mean?
In the shadowy side of civilization, there is a powerful and subtle influence. Bribery opens doors faster than swords and does not broker revenge.
So you're bribing your way to world peace?
Bribes and their ilk are but crude tools, Shauna. Yet with them, we can begin to subvert existing structures of power and ultimately replace them. Two sovereigns answering to the same master will not war with each other. It is a slow path, but a more certain one. Lawen D, for example, has long eluded Orin's grasp. Until recently, the Red Circle were an insurmountable obstacle. However, Legion sympathizers provided us with important names. Soon, we will be able to replace their circle with our Legion, and Laurundi will, at long last, see Orin's light.
So what does all of this have to do with me?
You are here at Orin's call. Though Fesmer's spell may have somehow interfered, it was not he that carried you to this world.
But why me?
I do not know, but you heard his call, and, intentionally or not, accepted. And now you are here.
But why?
Orin may have his own hidden purposes, but in one fashion or another, you are to become an instrument of his will.
So I'm supposed to be some OD-powered mob enforcer? No thanks.
You have a habit of summarizing things in a bitter manner. Orin summoned you, Shauna. He required the strength that only you possess.
My strength? Sorry, even I don't know what that would be.
Then remain here, Shauna. Stay and find it.
Gotta say, it's nice to get out of that cell. But you know, there's no need for these manacles.
Of course there is.
You're afraid you won't be able to take me in a fair fight?
Not at all. But you are to be kept alive and unharmed. These are for your own protection.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Wait in here.
For what?
I really do not care.
Hey, no need to push. Now I'm locked in a slightly larger room. This is an improvement.
Be meek.
Hi.
Are you injured?
I'm fine.
I desired to speak with you.
Kinda figured that.
I must tell you something, Meek. You must listen, Senjin. Shanna would not, and...
Then out with it.
Meek, Books and Mina will fight. I never wanted any of this to happen.
Oh, well in that case, it's fine. We all betray our friends to evil crime syndicates sometimes.
I'm telling you the truth, Meek. I cannot deny what I did. But I did not want it. I never wanted to hurt you.
Well, since we already established that I'm not, guess you're all set. So, we done?
Meek, Senjin, do not dismiss me as Shayna did. You must understand this is the truth.
Do you even know the meaning of the word?
What? Of course I do.
Then tell me the truth, Archon. All of it.
I never lied to you, Meek. Not once. Our friendship is not a lie.
Friends don't betray each other, Archon. They don't spy and hide things and play with their emotions.
I am your friend, Meek.
Then prove it.
How?
You can wallow in guilt all you want, but we're still locked in a cold Legion dungeon. What are they going to do with us?
I do not know.
Help us.
I could not possibly. I wish that I could.
Don't give me that bull. You can do anything you want, Archon. Anything. Don't tell me you're powerless to save us, because we both know that you could if you wanted. I mean, you got us captured. Just do that again, but in reverse.
My parents
are jerks. I know how that is. Trust me. You're better than they are. At least you could be, if you wanted.
I must go, Meek.
Do whatever you want, but do it. And don't say you had no choice. At the end of the day, you only have to answer to yourself. Read that somewhere. Maybe it's even true.
Shauna Brown.
You lied to me.
Did we?
Yes, you, creepy old bird woman. You said you were real.
We told no lie.
But you're only in my head. No one else can see you.
Our presence is a gift not bestowed to any mere fleshling.
Just the crazy sleepless ones?
Your mind is being released, Shauna Brown. Purified of mortal stupor.
Well, that's certainly one point of view.
You are only beginning to understand your place in this world. Your potential. Your power?
Yeah.
Power, Shauna Brown! The ability to change that which displeases you. No longer the helpless victim.
I just want to go home.
This desire is mere habit. You do not belong there. You know this.
You're wrong.
Are we? Tell us true.
You're trying to destroy me, and it's not going to work.
Destroy you? No, Shauna Brown. We are setting you free.
I'm setting you free.
Archon.
Time is scarce. I have released Undying from their pens to distract my parents and the others. Caleb and the guards outside have already been dispatched.
Yeah, right.
It is the truth.
You're freeing us?
Yes, now come!
I don't believe you. This is another trick of yours.
Shanna, Sinjin, we will be discovered if we linger any longer.
I'm not moving until I get answers.
I made a terrible mistake, but I am attempting to remedy it. You can still return to Boston, but only if we make great haste. The apex of Silver Knight approaches. Can you not feel it?
No, I haven't been able to sense Odie at all since they locked this Teode around my neck.
Allow me. There is a small clasp in the back that must... there.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Now we
We're
must
stupid be- magic paralyzed! Shayna now, or just Shauna, take your pick. Free the others while I figure out a plan.
No need. Begin carving the array immediately while
carve I... Carve it into what, the dungeon's stone floor? With my fingernails? No, we have to get outside. Bad enough I'm trying this miles from the clearing. And after using OD.
Where's Archon?
In my cell.
Good. Leave her there.
We can't.
Oh, yes, we can.
Guys, she's trying to free us.
Remains to be seen. Fesmer, Jareth, come here. I'll take your collars off.
Yes, Shanna.
You Renan, man?
No, I am not Renan, Meek.
We are five strong and unarmed. We must secure weapons. Chagrandi, Shay. Nah.
Well, Caleb over there has a sword.
Where? Ah, unconscious.
Kid sure does get knocked out a lot.
Chagrandi for the sword, Caleb.
Archon must have painsticked him. Thought I heard something.
Painstick? Archon possesses a Valian pain stick?
Sure does. And speaking of which...
So, back to the part where we can't leave Archon here for her parents or the other big bads to find.
She betrayed us. She is Legion scum. Nothing more.
She's your friend.
She was sent to spy on me. She was never my friend.
So maybe you two have a thing or three to work through, but she doesn't deserve to die.
Yes, she does.
Here's the pain stick. Should have done this weeks ago. Huh. What's that?
That might have been a useful weapon, Kaith.
It's an evil device. No one should use it.
Tools are not evil. They are simply...
Hey, isn't this a Teode?
Fascinating. We have long suspected that Legionnaires use Teode to fuel their Waloran and other devices.
Let's not linger. We have remained in this foul place for too long.
Agreed. Let's go.
Guys, we are not leaving Archon. Shauna!
I don't know, like, we can't trust her.
True, but neither are we familiar with the layout of this trading post. Archon is.
Fine, forget you all! Wait. Did Jareth just agree with me?
Shauna's seen a lot of this place, right?
Yeah, but not all of it. There could be surprises.
Great.
Let's bring Archon so she can lead us into yet another trap.
Why would she set us free just to capture us again?
I'm sure there's a great reason. Can't wait to find out.
Okay, she's coming with. But I'm counting on you to keep an eye on her, Catherine.
Both of them.
She said she freed Undying to distract the others.
Undying? Ugh. Because that won't backfire.
Just be on your toes, guys. We aren't home yet.
We must go this direction.
But this leads deeper into the compound.
It is a safer way out. We are less likely to be seen. At this stage, where I captured, my fate would likely be far worse than yours.
The prisoners are escaping!
Stop them!
So much for not getting seen.
We're trapped!
Surrender!
This is becoming a trend.
There is no escape.
Resistance is ill-advised.
Fesmer, the four on the right. The two on the left are mine.
You, unhand the sword.
Lie down on the ground!
Fesmer!
Takfuldi! Chakendo Flio! Two at once!
Nasaben!
Stop the mage!
You're welcome to try! Fight Clodi, Baraz! Nick, take his weapon, assist Tereth.
Hey, an axe! Remember that?
Meek!
Bring it! And stay down! Another quality tackle.
Help would be good!
Fight Clodi, push!
It is just you and I, friend. Will you yield?
Absolutely not.
You should not be so inflexible.
Is that it?
Fesmer, behind you!
Bastard!
Fesmer!
I know him! Fesmer! Fesmer, are you Rana? Fesmer!
Get away from me! Get away from me, traitor!
Step back! Fesmer!
How bad is it?
Is he?
Unconscious, but bleeding rapidly. The cut is deep and long across his back. I will need to retrieve a knife from one of the fallen legionnaires, Senjin.
Here. What are you doing?
Kaith, help me with his shirt. After Meek's fall, I studied as many emergency techniques as I could. I did not want to stand by helpless again. There. I suppose no one has any salt or ink. Well, that is more than enough blood with which to draw the array.
Mike, are you okay?
Huh?
You okay?
I killed him.
What?
I just killed a man.
Mike.
Look at him. I almost chopped him in half.
Put down the axe, Mike. It's over.
Begin!
The wound is closing. Thank God.
God, there's blood all over me.
Mike, hey, Mike. Look at me. It's going to be okay.
Will Fesmer be all right, Jareth?
I need to stabilize his wounds. We need to find somewhere safe to hide. We can leave on the sunrise. The light slows Undying.
There is a storage room with a shipment of medical supplies down the hall and on the right.
Well, that's a little convenient.
It is truth. What do I have to gain from lying to you at this point?
Then this is where we part.
Jareth, I...
There is no need, Shay. I have treasured our time together.
As have I.
Good luck, Jareth. I hope Fesmer gets better quickly.
Do not concern yourself. I will ensure that he receives the best of care.
Psst, Mike.
Huh? Oh. Good to know you, Jareth. Keep an eye on Fesmer, will you? I'm gonna worry about him.
Jareth!
You. You should hope with all your being that Fesmer recovers, or I will hunt you down. And do not let me see you in Nandi ever again. Now go, all of you. Waste no time and be safe. I wish you success, Shayna.
Thank you, Jareth. Come on, guys. Let's get moving.
This passage, hurry!
Where now, left or right?
Left, I think.
You think?
Yes, left. To the right, the right!
A job with Anafai as well, Archon. You seem to be in a hurry. I believe you will find...
The other door's locked!
She led us into a trap!
I did no such thing!
We seem to have developed a situation with our Undying herd. Would you know anything about
this,
Archon?
Go back, guys!
But, Shina, we must go through this way.
Indeed. If you retreat, you may discover yourself trapped between my men and Undying. It would be a pity to lose you in the fray, Shauna.
What is going on?
Yeah, who's the jerk?
Ah, yes. Michael and Catherine. Forgive me for not introducing myself to you earlier. I am Porak, son of Loroxonpo and Tristanompo.
Well, I'm Mike, son of Get the Hell Out of My Way!
Interesting names. Shauna, you would leave us so soon?
Damn straight, Porak. Now move aside. I'm going home.
Are you?
Yes.
You must realize that you are fleeing your destiny, Shauna. Your place is here.
My place is at home with my family.
You have lived your life only to satisfy what others think you should be, Shauna. Here is an opportunity to make a choice for yourself.
Don't listen to him, Shauna.
And she proves my point. Chakra and decaf.
We are going home, Pork. There's no choice about it.
All right, buddy. You heard the lady. Get out of the way.
This is most unfortunate. Shauna, I desire that you would make this choice of your own free will. But I am afraid I cannot allow you to leave. You are too important.
No one's asking your opinion. Now move! I already killed one man with this act. Don't make it a twofer.
I'd also desire to allow your friends to live. I knew they were important to you, but now I realize they are halting your growth. It pains me to do this, but...
Fire Claw
OD. No, you don't!
Ah! Mike!
My hand! I am order.
Move! Come on!
That way! Let's go, Shauna! Yeah. Let's go home.
We're out. Hey, Silver Knight. Look at that. It's like day out here. I can see... Oh,
I'm dying! They're everywhere!
Was this part of your brilliant escape plan, Archon?
I didn't think so many would escape.
Yeah.
There's too many. We'll never kill them all.
You can't kill undying, Mike.
Re-kill them, then.
We've got to go back inside.
We can't go back. I can't be distracted when I cast shift.
I'd call dozens of undying a definite distraction.
The remaining legionnaires are no better. And my parents are within Shinnaz Karel.
They're getting closer. Somebody make a decision.
This way.
Somebody other than Archon.
How do you want to escape, Catherine?
We're fine.
Oh, gross. The arm's still moving.
Don't attack them. Just run.
In here. They're safe for now.
Oh, great, a rickety old barn. This'll keep them out for maybe a minute, and then we're trapped.
It's now or never. I'm drawing the array. Keep the we're all gonna die to a minimum, please. I need to concentrate.
Back to this they can't be killed business.
Why must I explain this? They are called undying for a reason.
I just chopped off an arm, so they can be hurt. Maybe if I aim for the neck instead.
Guess we'll find out soon enough.
We have both the things we can burn our time.
Buzz off.
Mike, you can't
busy.
Be serious when you say you want to
you
fight these guys.
Somebody's always dying. Now?
No, yeah, I am leaving. It's not you, it's me.
Oh, for God's sake, this isn't a video game for the last
time. Let us not interfere.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Work, stupid magic farsight to Tyler. Begin.
Where is your brother? We cannot see him.
I don't know. It's all hazy. Wait. There he is. I think.
As clear as murky waters.
Well, it'll have to do.
You are more powerful than this.
He did everything right. He's incredibly far away, so...
You are incorrect, Shauna Brown.
Do you always have to use my full name? My middle name is Murray, for the record.
It is not distance that obscures him.
What do you mean?
You are at the precipice of a revelation. Knowledge gained is innocence lost. You may prefer not to know.
This hazy thing. Will shift not work until I find a way around it?
That is a possibility.
Perfect. Just tell me, I don't have much time.
Your brother is not so far away as you believe.
Yes, he is. He's like halfway across the universe.
No, he is not. Cast your gaze upwards and through.
It's a roof. A roof with holes in it.
You are thinking again of space, physical things. Transcend, Shauna Brown. Release yourself.
Oh. Oh, God. I can see him perfectly. He's playing violent video games. Figures.
This is how we found you. Alone. Unhappy. Like us. We reached out, and you reached back. Reach for him. Just so.
Tyler.
Shauna?
Tyler.
Shauna? Shauna?
This is amazing. I didn't even have to cast Farspeak. I just wanted it to work, and it did.
See what you can do? What you are capable of?
Yes.
Shauna, is it working? What's going on?
Yeah, better than I had imagined. Mike, come here. You're going first.
Me? Why do I have to go first?
Because you fought so hard for it before. Just get over here.
Go, Meek! They're breaking through!
I don't know, Shauna.
Shift Mike to Boston.
He's gone.
Catherine next.
I'm not leaving you alone with the Archon. Can't you send both of us at once?
No. Don't argue with me. I'm losing strength and the Undying are freaking out. They're attracted to magic, remember? Come on.
But
step into the circle, Catherine. You'll be okay. I'm right behind you.
Shauna, you did not use your mantra when you shifted me.
What?
She's right. What happened to work stupid magic?
I know!
Goodbye, Catherine.
Shauna,
down! Catherine to Boston.
It's a long story, man.
You would have to be. Why are you covered in blood, Mike?
She's waking up.
The air here, it's all...
Catherine.
Tyler? Why are you dressed all goth?
She's back. You're out for a little while, Kath.
Catherine, where's Shauna?
Undying broke through just as she shifted me. I don't know.
She made it out. She's on her way.
They were really close, and she looked pretty taxed after sending you.
She's got crazy abilities. She wouldn't let a bunch of zombies stop her.
Fascinating discussion and all, but where the hell is my sister?
Ty, how long have we been gone? What year is it?
You've been missing for almost 3 months, same year as it was when you disappeared. Where is Shauna?
Something's happening.
Oh, thank God. Here she comes.
That's not Shauna.
Oh, shit.
Archon.
Bror? Kor?
Archon, what happened?
Meek. I Korfai.
Archon, why are you here and not Shauna? What did you do to her?
Bror?
I don't think the translation pendants work here.
Shauna. Baksin Wofai. I know I'm Baksin Minim Wofai.
What is she saying?
Archon, where's Shauna?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Archon, look at me, Archon. What happened? Where's Shauna? Tell me, where's Shauna?
Thank you for listening to Season 1 of Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 13, The Last Home You Will Ever Know, Part 2, Fight, was written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer, produced by Becky Davis with assistance from Brad Smith. The director of this episode is Brandon Crose. The voice talent includes the following: Becky Davis as Shauna, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Brad Smith as Jareth, and Neil Marsh as Porik, with additional voices provided by the cast and crew of Second Shift. The audio podcast was edited by John Galufo and the cast of Second Shift, mastered by Andrew Schwartz. Original music composed by Tiven Weinstock. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. We would like to thank our listeners for their support this season. Please continue to visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com over the next few months as we prepare for Season 2. Second Shift is part of Podplay Network and is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red Design.